All right, everybody, let's talk about this week's Massive Action Line. So if you don't know, first of all, where have you been? It's the Massive Action Line. This is your weekly newsletter. It comes to you in email every Sunday at noon. We also post a little quickie snippet here in our Facebook group with the video of me kind of explaining what's going down in our Massive Action Line. So this week we are putting our focus back on the hunger scale. We want to make sure that we are always practicing the hunger scale. One of the things I want to talk to you guys about is that, you know, sometimes we get freaked out that we think we have our hunger scale figured out and then something changes. That's normal. It doesn't mean that it's not working anymore, which is where your brain will want to go to. It just means something's changed for now. It may go back to what was working. So always remember, anything that you've learned and anything that you have found is working, if it doesn't work one time, that does not mean throw that shit away and like it's, oh, I knew it. It wasn't going to work. No, it just means today something's different. What's that? Because you're always going to have different days throughout your entire weight loss journey. Always. Hormones change, weather changes, circumstances change, your thoughts, your feelings, all the things change. So just always be willing to roll with all the changes and be like, and what am I supposed to be learning right now? All right. So this week, what we're going to do is we're going to be going on the clock some this week, which simply just means when we go on the clock, we notice when we're hungry, the clock starts. We drink water, 16 to 24 ounces. And then we wait either an hour to eat or a predetermined amount of time that you want to eat. Some people choose an hour. Some people choose 15 minutes. But what we want to do is we want to teach our body that when we first have the signals of hunger, that one, we're paying attention. Two, we get comfortable with waiting a little bit so that we're comfortable with hunger rather than afraid of hunger or rather than dreading hunger. This is more of a practice of just getting used to being just a little bit hungry. It also allows you to get hydrated to make sure you're not having faux hunger from dehydration. And the other thing it does is it allows you to experience what we call waves of hunger. Sometimes you'll get hungry, and if you don't eat for a few minutes, your body goes back to -1 or 0 and kind of hangs out for a little bit, and then it pops back up to -2 a little while later. What it's doing during that moment is it is going in and accessing stored fat, and it's using those calories to satisfy you as if you're eating. That's what waves of hunger are all about. We're also going to be leaving two bites behind, which the purpose of leaving two bites behind is super simple. It is to get you used to having a conscious pause and stop, because most of us, what we do is we complain that we don't know how to stop. We just seem to finish. So we're going to give you the challenge of just leaving two bites behind. Sometimes that's enough to get people off even a weight loss plateau. Just two simple bites. But it will really teach you how to get used to throwing away a little food that you don't need. But it's mainly, its big purpose is to get you used to having a conscious pause to stop eating so that you can then ask the questions, have I had enough? For this week's work, what we want you to do is we want to continue working that no BS at your pace. We're going to be finishing out no BS as a group here this month. And then the next month, we're going to be talking about accountability. Now, no BS and all of our bonus courses that we do are all self-study. They're all self-paced. So if you want to keep focusing on no BS and you want to take a little bit longer, or maybe you're circling back and like several people have said, I've already listened to all of Nobius, and now I'm going to listen again, and I'm going to take new notes based upon what I learned from the first time, and I want to pick up what I learned the second time. Remember, you are going to hear about 20% of it every time you listen. So it takes a few rounds of going through it before you've probably heard all of it. And what that means is you'll hear it all the first time, but what you won't do is retain all of it the first time. There will be certain things we'll talk about that you won't even understand the first time because you needed to practice some of the base stuff first. And then when you go listen to it again, it's like, oh, well, that makes sense this time. It's only because you've had some practice, you've heard some of the other calls, you've listened to some of the private member podcasts, and things start kind of falling into place. So make sure that you're continuing to focus on your no BS and doing your 24-hour plan every day and using your PMP planner like a boss lady. The other thing that we have exciting this month or this week is we're going to have a wine and ding dongs workshop with me. So what this means is that if you want to come live, you just need to bring either, for some of you, you're going to want to drink wine, and for some of you, you're going to want to eat your favorite food. Bring something you really like to the workshop. We're going to do in live time, eating and drinking and doing some work together. Okay? All right. That's your weekly Massive Action Line. If you have any questions, post them in here. We'll all get you answered, and I'll see you this week. Bye, y'all.